With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Iran ceasefire is on fragile ground as Iran keeps the Strait of Hormuz closed.
The reason: Israel has increased strikes on Iran-based Hezbollah in Lebanon. It's one of the deadliest days of fighting there. Vice President J.D. Vance calls it a legitimate misunderstanding.
The Iranians thought that the ceasefire included Lebanon, and it just didn't.
Iran's foreign minister insists an end to the war in Lebanon was part of the deal. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says President Trump has made the country worse off than when the war started.
The entire world holds its breath, wondering what's next going to come out of his mouth.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu declared his country is ready to return to fighting. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Trump repeated his complaint about NATO after a private meeting with the alliance's Secretary General Mark Rutte on Wednesday. Trump has been angry with the military alliance because member countries ignored his call to help reopen a vital shipping waterway during the war with Iran. After the meeting, Trump issued an all-caps social media post saying NATO wasn't there when we needed them. Following his recent accident and arrest, prosecutors want prescription information from Tiger Woods.
A week after Woods flipped his Range Rover and was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence, prosecutors say they plan to issue a subpoena for all prescription records at Lewis Pharmacy in Palm Beach. They want details such as the times prescriptions were filled and any warnings about driving. Woods pleaded not guilty last week after deputies found pain pills in his pocket while showing signs of impairment. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 1,325 points. The Nasdaq rose 617. The S&P advanced 165. This is SRN News. Easter's coming again, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
For the world's 300 million Orthodox Christians, this is Holy Week, with Easter to be celebrated on Sunday the 12th. That's because the Orthodox Church continues to use the Julian calendar to plan its holidays, putting it behind the Gregorian calendar, which the rest of the world's Christians began using about 400 years ago. Most Orthodox Christians live in Russia and parts of Eastern Europe and in Greece. Michael Harrington reporting.
After a decade of victories in the courts and in American culture, LGBT advocates are in retreat. There's been a strong backlash in recent years, especially against the promotion of transgenderism to children. Many states have banned males from competing in female sports, and some have barred sex change operations on children. At least nine states have considered resolutions seeking to undo legal recognition of same-sex marriages. This is SRN News. Camera trouble is behind the latest vehicle recall. Correspondent Rich Thomason reports.
General Motors is recalling more than 270,000 Chevy Malibus. The rear-view camera screen may display a distorted or blank image. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says a rear-view image that doesn't display properly reduces a driver's view behind the vehicle. The recall includes Malibu vehicles from the 2023 through 25 model years. Dealers will replace the rear-view camera free of charge. Rich Thomason, Washington.
One of pro hockey's brightest stars is waiting until the end of the Washington Capitals season to decide whether he'll call it a career or play one more year. Alex Ovechkin is 40 years old. He's also the NHL's career goal-scoring leader. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters reporting.